Chapter 6. Use the right oil. You are able to better your car's fuel consumption rate by 1 to 2% by using the manufacturer's suggested grade of motor oil. Opt for motor oil with the words energy conserving on the API performance label. This oil holds friction reducing additives. Do it yourself. Changing your vehicle's oil is essential to keep it running in tip-top shape, and it saves gas. Oil allows for lubrication for your vehicle's engine, which keeps the active parts of the engine from directly contacting one another. Motor oil, likewise, helps disperse heat from the engine and keep contaminants from reaching the critical parts of the engine. Changing your oil on a regular basis guarantees that proper lubrication, heat dissipation, and contaminant removal will continue undisturbed as well as save gas. Changing your own oil isn't for everybody. You might be satisfied by paying to have somebody else do it for you. But if you would like to save a few bucks and like tinkering around with mechanical things, changing your own oil might be just what you're looking for as a money-saving tip. A do-it-yourself oil change may be done for as little as $12 to $15. Here's a fast overview of the steps essential to get the job done. To change your own oil, the first thing you need to do is make certain your car is on a flat part of your garage or drive. If the engine is cold, warm up your car to thin the oil so that it runs out better. With the auto off and the emergency brake set, block the car's wheels and start jacking the car up with a jack. Use jack stands to support the car after it's lifted to the right height. Never keep the auto supported via the jack. It may give way and the car will come crashing down on you. Find the drain plug in the engine's oil pan. This is commonly the part of the engine that's closest to the ground. In the effort to sustain a clean work area, lay down paper under the general area of the drain plug and oil filter. Put the container that you're utilizing to catch the used oil directly below the drain plug. Use a ratchet and socket or a wrench to undo and remove the drain plug. Let the oil drain till the oil is all gone. Removing the oil filter cap will help the oil drain faster. Next, find the oil filter. Use your oil filter wrench to undo the oil filter by turning it counterclockwise. After it's loose, finish removing the oil filter by hand. Allow a few more moments for all of the leftover oil to drain from the engine. Ready the new oil filter by utilizing a little oil to lubricate the rubber seal on the fresh oil filter. Put the fresh oil filter on by threading it onto the post where the old filter was. Don't over-tighten it or the seal won't be good. Thread it on finger tight and then utilize the oil filter wrench to tighten it about another half turn. Place the drain plug back in the engine's oil pan. If you have a fresh washer for the drain plug, that's great, but generally the previous washer is still in good condition. Don't over-tighten the drain plug. You do not want to strip or make it hard to remove the next time. Put in the fresh oil, utilizing the amount suggested by your vehicle's manufacturer and the energy-efficient oil. Check the dipstick after filling. It should display that you have the correct amount of oil. Finally, start the engine and look for leaks. If no leaks are discovered, you're done. Chapter 7. Replace air filters. Keep a close eye on your engine's air filter. When the engine air filter backs up with dirt, dust, and bugs, it causes your engine to work harder and your car gets to be less fuel efficient. Keep it clean. Replacing a clogged air filter may improve your fuel consumption rate by as much as 10% and save you 15 cents a gallon. It's a beneficial idea to have your engine air filter checked at each oil change. The Car Care Council recommends changing your car's air and oil filters every 3 months or 3,000 miles or as specified in your owner's manual. If your car is beginning to run poorly or you notice a drop in fuel efficiency, it may be time to change your air filter. It's a fast job that most physically capable individuals can do for themselves to save some money. Go to your local auto store and get the right replacement filter. If you don't understand which one to get, then take off the old one first and take it to the auto parts store to make certain you get the correct one. You will want to turn off the car engine and allow it to cool down. Once the car is cool, open the hood and find the air cleaner housing. On older autos, it will generally be a circular metal object right on top of the engine. Newer autos generally have plastic housings placed in an assortment of positions, but commonly within easy reach once you're under the hood. You'll find a description and usually a picture location in your auto's user manual. Decide what tools you will need, commonly just either a flat or Phillips head screwdriver. Some of the time the housing is merely held with clamps that you are able to flip up with your index finger. You'll open the housing and lift out the old filter. Have a close look at it to see if it is indeed in need of replacement. You'll come across obvious grime and discoloration on the paper pleats, as well as dust around the integrated seal if it needs to be changed. Take a clean, soft cloth to wipe out the top and bottom of the air filter housing, and then drop in the fresh filter and replace the top of the housing just as you removed it.